Now is not a time to compromise, December 6. The watchman said, "The morning cometh, and also the night, if ye will inquire, inquire ye, return, come." We are pressing on to the final conflict, and this is no time to compromise, it is no time to hide your colors. When the battle rages sore, let no one turn traitor. It is no time to lay down or conceal our weapons and give Satan the advantage in the warfare, but unless you watch and keep your garments unspotted from the world, you will not stand true to your captain. Call to your fellow watchmen, crying, "The morning cometh, and also the night." It is no time now to relax our efforts, to become dull and spiritless, no time to hide our light under a bushel, to speak smooth things, to prophesy deceit. Every power is to be employed for God. You are to maintain your allegiance, bearing testimony for God and for truth. Do not be turned aside by any suggestion the world may make. We cannot afford to compromise. There is a living issue before us, of vital importance to the remnant people of God to the very close of this earth's history, for eternal interests are involved. On the very eve of the crisis, it is no time to be found with an evil heart of unbelief, departing from the living God. The original apostasy began in disbelief and denial of the truth, but if we would triumph, we must fix the eye of faith steadfastly upon Jesus, the captain of our salvation. We are to follow the example of Christ. In all that Jesus did on earth, he had an eye single to the glory of God. Divinity and humanity were united in Christ, that he might reveal to us God's purpose, and bring us into close union with himself. This union will enable us to overcome the enemy, for through faith in Christ, we shall have divine power. Our numbers are increasing, our facilities are enlarging, and all this calls for union among the workers, and for entire consecration and real devotion to the cause of God. There is no place in the work of God for half-hearted workers, for those who are neither hot nor cold. Watchmen on the walls of Zion are to be vigilant, and sleep not day or night. But if they have not received the message from the lips of Christ, their trumpets will give an uncertain sound. Brethren and sisters, God calls upon you, both ministers and lay persons, listen to his voice, as speaking to you through his word. Let his truth be received into your heart, that you may be spiritualized by his living, sanctifying power. Then let the distinct message for this time be sent from watchman to watchman on the walls of Zion.